and follows the old railway line through Mansfield, Murrindindi and Mitchell Shires. We have had a joint effort at really implementing and trying to get the benefits off that rail trail for a number of years now, and it was certainly timely to review the strategic plan for the piece of infrastructure and just make sure that we were headed in the right direction. So we had a committee made up from the different councils, and we also engaged Tourism Northeast and Urban Enterprise to assist us with developing that review. The projects that have come out of that review are quite varied and quite fast, but they fall into four different categories. So improving and innovating the trail experience to provide a really fantastic visitor offering, activate the trail with a new range of market-leading products to foster engagement and collaboration to optimise the positive trail outcomes and to support demand-driving activities that stimulate awareness and conversion. So really common sense principles that underpin those actions that come underneath it. So the financial plan, that's action plan that's associated, that we're requesting that you note, is quite simply a document that just acknowledges that the strategic plan does suggest that some investment in the future. The bulk of that investment is being suggested to come from the state government, and using that, the strategic plan, we'll be advocating heavily to the government to assist us to really get the activation and most importantly the economic benefit back to the businesses. So the recommendations included there for your consideration.
Thank you, Ms. Brown. Are there any questions? No. Would somebody like to propose a resolution? Councillor Ash.
Thanks, Mr. Mayor. Yes, I'd like to, as a recommendation.
If I could just ask you to repeat that, Councillor Ash.
Microphone. I'd like to recommend that as per the officer recommendation.
Okay, the motion is as per the officer recommendation. Do I have a seconder for that? Councillor Bowles. Councillor Ash, would you like to speak to the motion?
Thank you. Yes, I would. I think we've got such an amazing asset here in the Great Victorian Rail Trail. I'd like to see that we start to activate and leverage a little bit further from that. I think with our new alignment with Tourism Northeast, I'm very excited by the opportunity here. So thank you for everyone for all the work they've put in.
Thank you, Councillor Rash. Councillor Bowles, would you like to speak to the motion?
No, I concur with Councillor Ash again. This has been another long-term project that we've been dealing with Council. Thanks for Siobhan. I like the idea if with our farm gate sales, if we can actually start doing that with all the wonderful produce that we actually have in this area, and the idea of art installations, because we have so many fantastic artists, and whether we can have a competition to even have a competition against Mansfield artists to actually start putting installations along the railway. I think that would actually be a lot of fun.
Thank you, Councillor Bowles. Would anybody else like to speak to the motion? Councillor Ash, would you like to close?
Yes, thank you.
The question is that the motion be agreed to. All those in favour? Carried unanimously. Thank you, Ms. Brown. And Mayor, we'll get on to the Lakey Water Master Plan.
Thanks, Mr. Mayor. For the purpose of this report is to recommend the Lakey Water Master Plan to your councillors for adoption. This is actually an epic document that's been created in a partnership between Regional Development Victoria, Murrindindi Shire Council, Mansfield Shire Council, Goulburn Murray Water and Tourism Northeast. It was delivered by Urban Enterprise. It had the working title of Activating Lake Eildon, so some people may have heard of it by that name. The master plan is attempting to deliver a range of objectives around attracting market segments, attracting investment into current water-based and nature-based areas, to grow visitor yield through investment in accommodation, food and beverage product, and improving the general amenity of the region where required in some of the key towns and villages. It supports activation of the lake and access to the lake, and would hope to deliver improved governance and management of visitor services, tourism infrastructure, marketing and investment attraction. The background of the report was a desktop review that really looked at a range of different federal, state and local strategies and policies that have been delivered over the years, and really reflected on the reason that Lake Eild, or Eild and the township and the area, really isn't capitalising on the almost 1 million visitors that are coming into the area every year. Really investigated the ways to draw better economic benefit for the businesses and for our local communities, and reflected that actually on average visitors to the area were spending about $153 per trip, as opposed to, by comparison, visitors to the high country spending $340 per trip. And of course that's explained by the wealth of caravanning and camping opportunities that there are in the area. And so the master plan actually comes up with a series of different investment opportunities that will change the makeup of our visitor economy and allow for visitation by people as well who would like a different type of experience. And so it looks at nature-based precincts and a tourism precinct that really has it at the heart of its Skyline Road and the ceiling of that road. It looks at large-scale accommodation investment, also sewerage system investment, which would change the function of some of these towns. And so there's quite a bit of work in this master plan. It's come up with some fantastic investment prospectus type documents, and we'll certainly be using those documents to advocate hard into the state and federal government for further investment that benefits not only our businesses but our communities also. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Ms. Brown. I think your statement that it's an epic document is a bit of an understatement. Has anybody got any questions for Ms. Brown? Thank you, Ms. Brown. Would somebody like to propose a resolution? Councillor Ash.
As per the officer recommendation, that Council adopt the 2020 Lake Eild Master Plan.
Do I have a seconder for that motion? Councillor Ray. Councillor Ash, would you like to speak to the motion?
Yes, thank you. I'd like to thank Minister Pulford, Urban Enterprises, both councils and all other stakeholders that were involved in getting this document together, and also to the community for the amount of work that they've put in as well with submissions. I'm already dreaming, I guess, about the potential that something like this would bring, the investment, the opportunities, and just what this could bring to our area. So I'm very, very thankful to all the work gone in, and also beautiful dreams. I like them. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Ash. Councillor Ray, would you like to speak to the motion?
Yes, I would. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to, apart from supporting Councillor Ash's comments, is to acknowledge that this is really a signal document, and it's one that sets the basis for a very long-term scenario, which is what we need in this area, because it sets signals for the future and sets some guideposts that this and future councils and councillors can follow and work together to create what should be a very dynamic future. It will take time, but I think it's time that's going to be well worth investing in. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Ray. Is there anybody else that would like to speak to the motion? Councillor Bowles.
Thank you,
Yes, I just wanted to say I'm just looking forward to see a government framework that will actually allow the idea of the Lake Ilder Master Plan to come to fruition for the benefit of all.
Thank you, Councillor Bowles. Are there any other? Councillor Rush, would you like to close?
Yes, thank you, close.
The question is that the motion be agreed to. All those in favour? Are you with us, Councillor Bissett, or have you frozen again? I think Councillor Bissett's frozen again. You could just...
I'm here.
Sorry, Councillor Bissett, your screen froze. If we'll just redo the vote, the question is that the motion be agreed to. I assume you did hear the motion. Councillor Bissett?
I'm here.
Did you hear the motion? Did you hear the motion as proposed?
Yes, yes, I did.
And the question is that the motion be agreed to. All those in favour? Motion carried unanimously. Thank you. Moving on. Communication policy, Ms Brown.
Thank you, Mr Mayor. This report presents to you the communication policy for adoption, and it's a review of the previous communication and social media policy that was adopted by Council in March of 2017. This policy reflects any changes to how and by what means Council communicates, and it's also reflecting best practice across the sector. Of course, it does take note of the organisational communication strategy that was undertaken in mid-2019. And interestingly, when we came to review this particular policy, we realised that actually the last time we wrote the policy, social media was still an emerging tool for us, but nowadays we can just include it under the heading of communication. It's just one of the many ways that we communicate. The policy provides advice to councillors and staff about the ways that we communicate with the community, and also gives some standards around language, tone and structure in preparing material for publication. So the detail within the policy is also around the roles and responsibilities for who does what for communication, and there's really great clarity for media and platforms that are used by council to communicate. So councillors, the recommendation is included there for your consideration.
Thank you, Ms Brown. Does anybody have any questions on that communications policy? Somebody like to propose a resolution? Councillor Lording?
As per the officer recommendation, thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Lording. Do I have a seconder for that motion? Councillor McCauley. Councillor Lording, would you like to speak to the motion?
Yeah, I'm very pleased that we are putting together plans like this that do cover all the various ways of communicating with people, because every second day there's a new one comes out. So there will be amendments needed to this, but it is terribly important and I support it wholeheartedly. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Lawton. Councillor McCauley, would you like to speak to the motion?
Thank you, Mr Mayor. Communication continues always to be very important in any organisation working with the community. And I think at the moment, learning with the COVID-19 that communication is crucial to keep our community updated on issues pertaining to the community and the wider area. So this is very timely to adopt this communication plan. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor McCauley. Is there anybody else who would like to speak to the motion? Councillor Lawton, would you like to close?
Yes, please. Close.
The question is that the motion be agreed to. All those in favour? Motion carried unanimously. Thank you, Ms Brown. I think that's you for the night. Mr. Albasini, you didn't get away that easily. Asset Management Policy Review.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor and councillors. This report seeks council's adoption of the revised asset management policy. The purpose of this policy is to facilitate, assist and drive the organisation to achieve a position of sustainable infrastructure that meets the needs of its community, as well as understanding that assets only exist to support the provision of services for the community, providing council's commitment to arrange and care, to manage and care for its assets in a way that meets the needs of the community, outlining the importance of asset management within the organisation, and setting out a broad framework for the implementation of asset management in a structured, coordinated and integrated approach. Council officers are recommending that council adopts the asset management policy.
Thank you, Mr. Albasini. Are there any questions on the asset management policy? Could I have somebody move a motion, please? Councillor Ray.
I'd like to move the motion as recommended in the agenda papers.
Do I have a seconder for that motion? Councillor Bowles. Councillor Ray, would you like to speak to that motion?
Just briefly, this is a significant rewriting of this policy. There's a lot of work and thought gone into it, and I can only believe that while I think our asset management policies are good, net practices are good now, they can only get better with this. So thanks to officers for the work they've put into that, and we look forward to a very cohesive outcome. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Bowles. Is there anybody else who would like to speak to the motion? Councillor Rowe, would you like to close?
Close.
Question is that the motion be agreed to. All those in favour? Motion carried unanimously. Okay, now for the exciting stuff. A 2021 annual budget and strategic resource plan. Mr. Chesworth.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Mayor, and good evening, councillors. The purpose of this report is to present the 2020-21 annual budget and strategic resource plan for council's adoption. At the 6th of May special council meeting, council endorsed the draft budget for the purposes of public exhibition and a submission process, which was held during May. 8 submissions were received and were presented for council's consideration at the special meeting of council on the 10th of June. A summary of the submissions received and associated officer recommendations is included in your agenda papers tonight. It is not the intent to go through the recommendations now for each submission. It is noted, however, that officer recommendations relating to the submissions do not require the alteration or amendment to the budget before you tonight. As outlined at previous council meetings concerning the budget, it has been framed around the need to support the community to recover from the severe impacts of the COVID-19 pandemic, while also ensuring council continues to deliver its full portfolio of services. Briefly, some of the main measures in the budget include no increase to council's total property rate revenue, with an average rate rise of 0% across the shire. The additional 25% differential rates on commercial and industrial properties has been removed for the financial year to ease the financial burden on our businesses. A business and community recovery package funded to a maximum of $500,000 is included, utilising funds remaining from a state government assistance package provided to council following the 2000 bushfires. These funds will be made available for initiatives to support the recovery effort during the financial year. And finally, inclusion of an expanded capital works program with an extra $1 million allocated for a total $11.6 million program, with council's procurement arrangements adjusted to support local contractors and local jobs as far as possible. These and other budget initiatives are outlined in your report and the attached budget document. It is noted the budgeted income or operating statement is proposing a slight deficit of approximately $55,000 for the year. Whilst it is recognised that there are some longer term financial impacts in foregoing an annual rate rise, council's current relatively sound financial position, its holding of discretionary cash reserves, and prudent expenditure management over time will minimise any serious long-term financial impacts. Now, there is a lengthy recommendation in your report, which I don't intend to read out, but in essence, it recommends that council formally adopts the 2021 annual budget and strategic resource plan.
Thank you, Mr. Chestworth. Are there any questions on the annual budget? No, I think we've all spent a lot of time on it. So would somebody like to propose a resolution? Councillor Bowles.
Accept the motion brought by the executive.
As per the officer recommendation?
Yep.
Do I have a seconder for that motion? Councillor Lording, Councillor Bowles, would you like to speak to the motion?
I know, it's been budgets are always an interesting process to go through, and especially when you get a pandemic thrown in when you've actually already formulated one. So that was interesting, to say the least.
Thank you, Councillor Bowles. Councillor Lording.
I'd just like to thank our CEO very much for the guidance he gave us in this to come up with a really good plan to assist our businesses and others during this time. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Lording. Does anybody else like to speak to that motion? Councillor McCauley.
I'd just like to say that I'm very pleased that we continue to be responsive and listening to the community and their concerns, and at this particular time, this budget has been prepared with the priorities and principles of managing the community through the COVID-19 pandemic. So thank you very much to all the officers for your work, and continue the good work. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor McCauley. Is anybody else like to speak to that motion? Councillor Bowles, would you like to close? The question is that the motion be agreed to. All those in favour? Motion carried unanimously. Thank you, Mr. Chestworth. Moving on, election period, proposed governance rules 2020 and governance local law 2020. Mr. Chestworth.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Mayor. The purpose of this report is to seek Council's endorsement to undertake a public consultation process for the proposed governance rules 2020 and the proposed governance local law number 2, 2020. Section 60 of the new Local Government Act 2020 requires councils to adopt governance rules for the conduct of council meetings and to guide the council decision-making process. These governance rules also apply to meetings of delegated committees. This replaces the requirement under the 1989 Local Government Act for councils to make a local law governing the conduct of council meetings. Proposed governance rules attached to your agenda have been developed in conjunction with a sector-wide consultation process conducted by Local Government Victoria. These rules are not too dissimilar to the content of Council's current governance local law, with the main areas of change relating to the authority of the chairperson, the role of the CEO relating to scheduling and content of meetings, and processes for declaring conflicts of interest. The governance rules essentially replace the majority of the current governance local law. However, they cannot be used to enforce the use of council's common seal or penalties for disorderly conduct at council meetings.
Could I just hold you there, please, Mr. Chester? Mr. Lloyd, you've got...
Yeah, we seem to have lost the video for Councillor Lording, Mr. Mayor.
Councillor Lording, are you online?
Yes, I am. I can hear you. I'm just trying to get the video back.
Until that happens, can you put up? Yep, we've got you. Okay, thank you. Sorry, Mr. Chestworth, please continue.
Yes, that's quite all right. As I was saying, the governance rules cannot be used to enforce the use of council's common seal or penalties for disorderly conduct at council meetings. Therefore, it is necessary to make a new governance local law governing these two elements, and this is also attached to your agenda. It is proposed to release the governance rules and the new governance local law for a public exhibition and submission process during July in accordance with Section 223 of the 1989 Local Government Act. A special meeting of council to hear submissions is proposed for the 5th of August. Again, a fairly lengthy recommendation is in your agenda, which in essence seeks council's endorsement of this public consultation process.
Thank you, Mr. Chesworth. Are there any questions on that item? Would somebody like to propose a resolution? Councillor Ray.
I'd like to propose a resolution as proposed and recommended by the officers.
Thank you for that. Do we have a second for that motion? Councillor McCauley. Councillor Ray, would you like to speak to the motion?
No, I think not. Thank you.
Councillor McCauley?
No, thank you.
Is there anybody else who would like to speak to that motion? Councillor Ray, would you like to close?
Yes, I close.
The question is that the motion be agreed to. All those in favour? Motion carried unanimously. Thank you, Mr. Chesworth. Where are we at now? Election period policy, I believe.
Yes. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. The purpose of this report is to seek Council's adoption of the election period policy, which has been revised to be in line with the new Local Government Act 2020. The election period, formerly referred to as the caretaker period, starts from the time that nominations for the election close and ends at 6 p.m. on election day. So for the 2020 elections, the election period is from the 22nd of September to the 24th of October. The policy, and indeed the Act, places certain restrictions on the actions of council, councillors, and council officers during the election period. This is to ensure that the outgoing council does not unreasonably commit or bind the new council to major decisions, and that the actions of council and the organisation do not create an unfair advantage or disadvantage to any candidate, which could then influence the outcome of voting at the election. The policy governs a wide variety of issues, and these include council decision-making, community engagement processes, the use of council resources, provision of information to the community, communication, including the content of media releases, content of council publications, and assistance to candidates for the elections. So the recommendation is that council adopts the revised election period policy as shown in attachment 11.5.
Thank you, Mr. Chesworth. Are there any questions? Would somebody like to propose a resolution? Councillor Ray.
Yes, I'd like to propose a resolution as recommended by the officers.
Thank you. Do I have a second for that motion? Councillor Lordy. Councillor Ray, would you like to speak to the motion?
Only to the extent that it's quite a signal period for this council and for the future. And I think it's good to have it in place. I hope that we do get a very proactive period during that time, and the policy will assist in us finalising our duties with this council. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Ray. Councillor Lording. Thank you. Anybody else like to speak to that motion? Councillor Ray, would you like to close?
If I close.
The question is that the motion be agreed to. All those in favour? Motion carried unanimously. Public transparency policy.
Yes, thank you.
Chesper.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Mayor. It is the night for policies. The purpose of this report is to seek Council's adoption of the proposed transparency policy under the Local Government Act 2020. So the newly enacted Local Government Act includes reforms that require councils to place an increased emphasis on transparency and accountability and the implementation of processes to make council information more readily available to the public. These reforms include a requirement for councils to adopt a public transparency policy prior to the 1st of September this year. The objective of the policy is to formalise council's support for transparency and its decision-making processes and the availability of council information to the public. The policy aligns with the principles of the Freedom of Information Act, but attempts to reduce the requests for information under the Freedom of Information framework. The policy outlines specific types of information and documents that will be made publicly available, and also the principles of access council is committing to. So the recommendation is that council adopts the public transparency policy contained in attachment 11.6.
Thank you, Mr. Chesworth. Are there any questions on the public transparency policy? No. Would somebody like to propose a resolution? Councillor Ray.
Yes, I'd like to propose the resolution as recommended by the officer. Thank you.
Thank you. Do I have a second for that motion? Councillor Lordy and Councillor Rowe, would you like to speak to the motion?
Just a signal that this is the start of many new things that are coming out of the new Local Government Act, and I think they will come together. There will be a heavy workload to start off with, but will improve the communication with our community and hopefully the understanding of everyone's roles and responsibilities. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Lordy.
Sorry, the dog just barked. I fully support this. I think additional transparency would be a really good thing. And as I said before, I do support this. Thank you.
Would anybody else like to speak to the motion? Councillor Ray, would you like to close?
You close.
The question is that the motion be agreed to. All those in favour? Motion carried unanimously. Mr. Chesworth, Council Policy Review.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Mayor. This report is administrative in nature, and its purpose is to recommend that Council rescind six policies which predominantly relate to operational matters and are not required to be adopted by a Council resolution. So Council has two levels of policies, those adopted by Council resolution, which tend to address legislative requirements and or have a strategic focus supplying to the entire municipality. And then there are organisational policies that are approved by the CEO and are operational in nature relating to employee management issues or setting the operational requirements for service delivery. As part of a comprehensive review of current council adopted policies, it was found that four policies are predominantly operational in focus. These being the street and public lighting policy, the environment policy, the capital works expenditure policy, and the township entrance and community event frame guidelines. It is proposed that each of these policies be replaced or in effect revert to an organisational policy adopted by the CEO. It is noted, however, that in this process, the policy intent and focus will remain unchanged. And two other council policies were found to be operational in focus, and the policy directions are now incorporated into the recently adopted community local law, these being the vehicle crossings policy and the works permits policy. Therefore, the recommendation is that council rescind these six policies to give effect to these changes.
Thank you, Mr. Chesworth. Makes perfect sense to me. Has anybody got any questions for Mr. Chesworth? Somebody like to propose a resolution? Councillor McCauley.
As per the officer recommendation, thank you.
Do I have a seconder for that motion? Councillor Bissett. Councillor McCauley, would you like to speak to the motion?
No, I think it's an administrative tidy-up. Thank you very much.
Councillor Bissett.
I concur with Councillor McCauley. Thank you.
Anybody else like to speak to the motion? Councillor McCauley, would you like to close?
Close.
The question is that the motion be agreed to. All those in favour? Motion carried unanimously. Thank you, Mr. Chestworth. Moving on, notices of motions. I have not received any.
None received, Mr. Mayor.
Matters deferred from previous meeting. I don't believe there was any.
No.
I haven't received any notice of any urgent business.
No, none received.
If there is none. So I'll move on to councillor reports. Councillor McCauley.
Thank you. There's no report this month.
Thank you, Councillor McCauley. Councillor Ash.
Thanks, Mr. Mayor. Not as a report as such, just a, I guess, a bit of reflection time for myself. I just wanted to take the opportunity to thank all the teams across council for all that they're doing during these extremely difficult times. I guess reflecting on the communications policy that came into tonight's meeting, to think that when we started on council without having any social media for Murrindindi Shire Council, and how challenging that would have been if that was still the case. So I'd like to obviously thank the comms team, but to everyone for what they're doing, and also to the community for their uptake. It's been amazing, the online interest in all the forums that have been going on lately. I think about my mum actually figuring out how to use Zoom. So I think that pretty much anyone can do that. So thank you, everyone in the community, for learning this new technology that we're all using, and for making the best of it. Cheers.
I think you might have stolen a bit of my thunder, Councillor Ash, but that's not a problem. Councillor Lording.
The very first thing I want to say is we've had a number of quite urgent meetings with the Goulburn Valley Waste Department. So we're just trying to get waste back on the agenda, which has been sort of stolen by the COVID-19. The other thing I want to say is that Mr. Albertini created a really good list of projects and where they are at the moment. I do not want to read those out because they're quite long, but it will be tabled in the minutes. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Lording. Councillor Bissett?
No report from me. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Councillor Bowles?
Yes, I'd just like to just say a few condolences. I've had a lot of people die in the past month who I've known for a very long time over the Shire. So I'd like to send my condolences to Dick Cox's family, Malcolm White and his family, Justin Jenkins and his family, and Rob Chaffee and his family. And I know a lot has been said about Rob Chaffee with his shooting and all the rest of it, but he was actually a very huge advocate for the environment. So we will miss his extended knowledge in that department. So thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Bowles. Councillor Ray.
No formal report as such, Mr. Mayor, but I would just like to endorse Councillor Bowles' comments and also add the name of Hans Schoenecker to the list, who was also a great contributor to our local community, particularly in the historical stuff and around many, many community things. We have lost many dear people recently, and we acknowledge them tonight. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Ray. I'll go on with mine. First of all, I'd like you to please accept my apologies for my absence at last month's meeting due to a minor medical procedure, and thank you to Councillor Ray for taking the reins. Fortunately, there's nothing too serious, and the quick follow-up procedure should see me fighting fit. I would, however, like to take this opportunity to encourage everyone over 49 to take the free bowel cancer screening test when you get it. It's a simple test, and if required, a really simple procedure, one that could save your life. So don't let these COVID-19 restrictions let your health suffer. Now, looking at tonight's agenda, it should be obvious that the work of council doesn't stop. In fact, it's quite the opposite. I don't recall a full meeting agenda throughout my entire time as a councillor, and to do it under the current circumstances really is a credit to all the officers and staff. And it's not only the business as usual stuff that's keeping them busy. COVID-19 has inspired and necessitated a whole range of additional activities that council staff have been asked to implement across the entire organisation. There's increased cleaning of public toilets, access managed out of parks and gardens, implementation of the many new community support programs, such as our new our Book Butler service, or Dindy Link, or Dindy Directory, now the Dindy Store websites. And not to forget Dindy Live, which has been streaming the talents of our local artists and musicians directly into people's homes each week over the past 5 weeks. We've run online community recovery forums with community event organisers and groups, a local business workshop with our local traders, and tomorrow night we'll gain the perspectives of the general population. The information and ideas gathered from these workshops will play an important role in the recovery phase of this pandemic. And it doesn't stop there. We have a new local business and tourism committee, a COVID-19 emergency management committee, and a whole range of state and federal government stimulus initiatives to consider, all while navigating the annual budget, unfamiliar technology, and working with arrangements and the fears and concerns that we all share, not to mention the introduction of new Local Government Act and the rules, or the massive amount of work that comes from resolving this year's local council election. Anyone who thinks that COVID-19 is a cakewalk obviously doesn't work for council. So as far as the response goes to this pandemic, I think it's fair to say that Murrindindi has led the way. So to my fellow councillors, Craig, directors, officers and staff, I say thank you. To the volunteers helping with our support programs and those serving on our various committees, and to all those who have taken the time to participate and contribute in our recovery workshops, thank you. And to everyone within our community that are heeding the advice and making the sacrifices to keep us all safe, I say thank you. There is a long road ahead of us, but together we will get there. Thank you. Mr. Lloyd, CEO report.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. As we're now aware, the number of new cases, particularly those being traced back to being community and family transmissions, has seen an increase in recent times. Unfortunately, some foreshadowed easing of the restrictions did not occur at the direction of the Chief Health Officer. We know that this is going to cause some additional disruption, and we're already seeing that, financial impacts and strain on individuals, businesses and families. Now more than ever, though, we need to make sure that we follow strictly the advice and directions of the Chief Health Officer. As a community, we've seen excellent adherence to the advice around social distancing, maintaining good hygiene, avoiding crowds, and now some areas of Melbourne that need to be physically avoided. Please continue to follow the rules and we'll be able to maintain low case numbers, illnesses and hopefully fatalities in our community. We've continued to advocate for and work hard for our community, and we've received good support from the state and federal governments to date, but we are continuing to urge both levels of government to do more to support rural areas in their recovery. I'd also like to join councillors and the mayor in thanking our staff involved in preparing this year's budget. In adopting the budget tonight, we've joined a very, very small number of councils who've maintained average rates with no increase. Thank you in particular to our finance and capital works teams for their efforts in the development of this very important budget. I'd also like to welcome 31 new council staff to the team. These staff are fully funded by the state government's Working for Victoria program. Our parks and gardens are looking great, and we're already receiving lots of positive comments about this work. Further works are scheduled to be undertaken across the next 6 months to clean up areas, repaint street furniture, and generally bring a nice shine to our shire as we head towards the summer. The remaining 10 staff would be joining us very shortly. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Mr. Lloyd. Moving on, Assemblies of Councillors. Could I please have somebody move that we receive and note the record of Assemblies of Councillors for the 27th of May 2020 to 19th of June 2020 as listed in the agenda? Councillor McCauley, seconded. Councillor Ray. All those in favour? Carried unanimously. And the sealing register, could I please have somebody move that the list of items to which council has attached the seal has been affixed be noted? Councillor Lording, seconded. Councillor Ray. Question is, that all the motion be agreed to? All those in favour? Motion carried unanimously. As we have no confidential items for this month's agenda, I will declare the meeting closed at 7:45. Thank you, everybody.